This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some attention to detail here. Hello, it's 7 after the hour. The detail is about Tuesday. That's the focus. There'll be some silly things that maybe don't get us into the same position. We have with us in the next half hour a gentleman who has a new television program. It's another one of those karaoke things, only this time the focus is on karaoke. The people in the car are picked up, and they compete with each other for $5,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
okay, then.
It's not a professional singer's carpool karaoke. It's anybody's guess as to who would win. So we'll have a focus on that and our television report in the next half hour. Right now, however, the brakes have been put on. Whoop, look out. I like my sound effects. Pretty good, huh?
Excellent.
Yes, I knew you'd be through.
Especially
by the way,
the
ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Jennifer Horn. And Victoria is
the
here.
The sarcastic tones of Victoria Keelan.
Keelan is here. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington, trying to glue this all together. I'm Doug Steffen. So yesterday, a federale put the brakes on a big merger between Aetna Insurance and Humana. You may remember a year or so ago, Aetna said it wanted to bring Humana under its wing. The two companies were among a lot of others in healthcare trying to join forces to ride the changes that came in after the Affordable Health Care Act was passed and have made their business pretty miserable along with the people who were paying for insurance. The government wasn't on board. The Justice Department sued to block the deal, saying it would hurt competition. I wonder if they'll take that same approach when it comes to Monsanto and Bayer, or whether the new administration will sort of kind of push these things through because it's good for business. A lot of people think that's all Trump is about, is making business better. I think that's what he is about in no small measure. But the good business, because there's a lot of good business. The thing about putting all these big companies together, though, it has, I mean, look at the airlines as an example, okay? United and Continental got together, and American and U.S. Air got together, and Delta and Northwest got together. Service better on any of these airlines? Is it cheaper to ride on any of these airlines? So what is there that, I mean, all of this stuff is such BS, and who buys this? What regulator worth his salt actually buys that bunkum that it'll be better for the consumer? It's never better for the consumer. And as long as these companies are healthy, and I believe both of them are, in this case, Aetna and Humana, then you leave them alone. Or you tell them, no, you can't get together, sorry. It isn't good. It may be good for business, but it's not good for America. And then that's wherein the conflict comes. Because if it's good for business, it's normally thought to be good for America. And in many cases, that would be true. But in some circumstances, no. And I think what happens here is that you wait and see what shakes out now that there's some new plan that has emerged to replace Obamacare with something else that these guys, I'm sure, will think is better. It can't get much worse. I mean, I am an advocate and was at the beginning of everybody having insurance, trying to have coverage for people as long as they could afford it. As long as I didn't have to pay for it. I don't want to pay for somebody else's insurance. I shouldn't have to. Neither should Jennifer,
well,
neither should Victoria.
Well, and the problem was is that no one could afford it. I mean,
right. And then the prices went crazy, and you could have seen that coming. So let's clean that up and see where it goes. But in terms of these people merging, no, I don't think they're right. This is not the right time for this. So anybody agree, disagree, want to take their best shot, help yourself. Under the circumstances, I hear nothing.
I think there are probably more important things to focus on right away.
Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, the various Women's March events across the world over the weekend produced some really interesting protest signs, some fairly witty quips. The people who were out and about, some serious placards on reproductive rights, which were appropriate. I thought it was interesting. A lot of the signs that were left all around the White House, all around government buildings, all around Washington, and around the buildings that Trump owns in various cities, causing a lot of people, what happens to the protest art? Because it is, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's an art to be able to make some of these signs.
Some of them are very funny.
Yeah, they actually are. Yeah. So there are museums that are speaking up, saying that they want some of these for their libraries. There are signs on some of the social media that would be kind of cool, I think, as well, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
So, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just the pictures that people took and shared on social media,
yeah,
from around the world.
Right.
You know, I think everybody was astonished at the turnout globally. And it wasn't, this isn't,
yeah,
just, you know, anti-Trump. I mean, this is so much more than that. And I think it was, you know, I mean, it set a world record. So obviously there are some museums who would want to capture that moment in history because it was an historic moment.
Yep.
So I think it'll be cool. No one seems to know what they're going to do with those exhibits yet. But
right,
they may be part of a larger collective of this decade. There may, you know, who knows? But there are a lot of cool things that could be done.
Yeah, I think that would be a good focus. Here's a study that I find quite interesting. Amusement parks. Have you been to an amusement park? When's the last time you went to an amusement park, Victoria?
Oh, geez. I probably went to Six Flags Great Adventure maybe,
yep,
5 years ago for,
yep,
Halloween. They do the Fright Night thing, so,
yeah,
a group of our gang went, which was fun.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Kara? When's the last time you went to an amusement park?
Oh, God. I have a friend who lives near Hershey Park, so I went there a couple of years ago, but I go maybe once every, like, 5 years.
All right.
Miles is probably, your grandson Miles is probably too young, right? Has he,
yes,
been to an amusement park yet?
No. He goes, his mother has a ticket to get to almost every place that has a museum or some outdoor park, that kind of stuff. She's got all of that, and they go with regularity. I visited a lot of them with them.
Mm-hmm.
But amusement parks are kind of like television, off limits,
mm-hmm,
at this point.
Right, right.
So the focus here is on people who get hurt. For whatever the reason, injuries at parks around our country have spiked in the last year or so. It jumped 87%.
Whoa, so that's more than a spike. That's insane. That's,
yeah, I know. So what the heck is going on? The safety, the feds are looking into this. But apparently, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which some think ought to be given jurisdiction over these, the amusement parks that don't move around. You know, we all see every year the carnivals come to our town and they set up in the parking,
mm-hmm,
lot of a big supermarket or something like that. And they,
mm-hmm,
that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the ones that are
permanent amusement
site
parks.
Amusement,
yeah,
parks. Exactly.
And wouldn't it seem like the traveling ones would have a higher rate of,
I would have thought, yeah,
things
I
that could go
the
wrong?
Ripple effect would have been.
Do you think people are just dumber, and so they try to injure themselves a little more than usual?
Well, they try to do crazy things. Look,
yeah,
at the,
they want to push the envelope.
This thing was brought about by the story last year of a was it a congressman's son who was beheaded?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
the water
that
slide.
Was the story, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So leave it. I guess there are two reasons for me bringing this up. One of them is that the number is up as high as it is, but that there was no, these numbers have been going up since the mid-90s as to how many people have been injured, and looking at investigating, they've never really had an investigation until the congressman's son got killed. Now there's a big investigation.
Yeah.
So I guess it's good. Maybe it'll call attention to something that is a problem. But I think any of these things, I mean, common sense has got to, and this kid shouldn't have been on the ride in the first place. It may have been a dangerous ride, but he should never have been on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder,
and he went on
how much of these injuries,
too.
My question mark here is, how many of these injuries come about as a result of that kind of thing? See, maybe,
yeah,
what's going to come out of this investigation isn't what they want. In fact, you find a lot of people, both who run these amusement parks, who wants to take everybody's money, and with parents who say, okay, Johnny, you can go on that ride, it's okay. You know, they're not that their responsibility is to make sure that the children are safe. And so,
well, and the people working there obviously knew the kid was below the height restriction, so
yeah.
you know.
9,200 park patrons were admitted to emergency rooms last year.
Wow.
With ride-related injuries. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Is that just in the U.S. or is that global?
Yeah. No, no, that's just here in the U.S. Oh. That's according to the federal government, who's investigating now because of what happened with this kid. So, food for thought. It's 16 past the hour. You're listening to Doug Fur, Jennifer, and Vicar Fur.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud-a-roo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
That was kind of interesting. You've heard me over the past couple of days extol the value and the virtue of the new movie that focuses on the founder of McDonald's. Michael Keaton stars, and he's in the news not just because he's out promoting the movie, but because he has stood up this past week against the so-called Hollywood Rebellion. That's what they're calling it, the Meryl Streep stuff and all the rest of the Hollywood so-called A-listers. Keaton was invited to an event last Saturday night here in Hollywood at the Sunset Tower Hotel. You know where that is, Jen? There's a bar up there.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
Al Pacino was there. John Travolta was there. And a bunch of others. And for whatever the reason, they get into a discussion, private discussion, and I don't even know how it got to be unprivate, but a private discussion about Donald Trump. And all of them were wailing away except for Keaton, who said, wait a minute, this is silly. He said, enough with the Hollywood BS. I didn't vote for him, but we got to just give him a chance at this point, which, hello, is the point I've been making. Thank you, Michael. 21 after the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
A song called Love, Do What It Do.
Ask me what I want from a situation that ain't complicated. No, 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 no. Ask me what I need. If we're gonna make it, I'm just gonna see it, gonna say it. Love me like your favorite song.
I think I could get into this.
Yeah, love this.
That's good. Establishing it. Love Do What It Do. A rather soulful song. It's a love song that features Darius Rucker on lead vocals. Robert Randolph offers, this is actually with the Robert Randolph Family Band, right?
And this is Robert Randolph's new album. Yeah, Darius Rucker is a guest.
Yeah.
But they compliment each other.
Got Soul,
really well.
Coming out next month. Got Soul. Look back at the roots, Robert Randolph's roots in music, from his tenure as a church singer in New Jersey to his love of Robert Johnson, Elvis Presley, and then the contemporary influence of somebody like Darius Rucker, who really has quite an interesting repertoire, doesn't he? In terms of what his abilities are. I've got a lot of different sorts of soul in him.
And he's been a country star.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
he moved into the country world.
Yeah.
Right.
He said he always let that influence him as Hootie, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So if he goes on tour, will he sing some of the Hootie songs along with whatever Randolph
does?
And his
I've seen
band?
Him in concert, and he's fantastic. He does.
These guys are going out on tour in March, starting in Boston, actually. So if you're interested in Darius
love
Rucker,
to see Darius
or
Rucker,
Randolph.
Yeah. And right. Robert Randolph. I've been a Robert Randolph fan. I mean, this is him playing guitar. He's just phenomenal.
Mm. I don't know him as I know Darius Rucker.
Right.
But the song, I like the song. I'd love to do what it do, and we do what we do. 26 past the hour. Time now for a focus on Ray Davies and the Kinks. Kinks, the Kinks, the Kinks, the Kinks. Ray Davies returning this spring with a new solo album called Americana. First time he's done something like this since 2008, when he had an album called Working Man's Cafe. The album actually is based on Davies' memoir called Americana. The Kinks The riff, the road, the story. Man, I bet there's some stories from the Kinks.
Interesting
group, yeah. I'm betting that there are. He's recruited an American band called the Jayhawks to support him on this album. It was actually recorded, though, in London. It's out on April 21st. Has some spoken word portions from the book Americana. He shared some poetry as well when he tried to promote the book a little bit yesterday. He hasn't released a solo record for, what, about 10 years? He's done some other stuff, though. A collaborative album, See My Friends, which featured Metallica, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Corgan. His memoir was published a couple of years ago. And then, remember, we talked about him when he was knighted by the Queen.
Yeah.
I love this song. Crank this up, will you, please? This is great. For all kinds of reasons, mostly because it's called Victoria. This is a fabulous song. It really is. He said when the Queen knighted him, I felt a mixture of surprise, humility, joy, and a bit embarrassed. But after thinking about it, I accept this to my family and fans, as well as everyone who has inspired me to write. So good for him. It's good when people are successful. They don't quit. They just keep going. Let's keep going. 28 past the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, if your dog or cat was diagnosed with cancer, it was pretty much a death sentence, but not so much anymore, especially with early detection. These are the things you should look for according to the Veterinary Cancer Society. Persistent abnormal swelling, sores that don't heal, loss of weight, loss of appetite, any bleeding or discharge from any body opening, offensive odor, difficulty eating or swallowing, hesitation to exercise or loss of stamina, persistent lameness or stiffness, difficulty breathing, urinating, or defecating. If your pet has any of these early warning signs, visit your veterinarian as soon as possible. As I said, early detection can make a big difference. There are some breeds that are more prone. For example, Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, Rottweilers, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and Boxers all have a higher tendency towards cancer. So you know what you're getting into when you purchase one of those dogs. Bottom line is, if you notice any of the signs, get to your vet right away. Many cancers can be cured or controlled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com. Sleep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be
34 at the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the DJV Experience. Lots of interesting comments for you to chew on. And you can share if you'd like with us at DJV Show at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. A little food news. The amount of money that people are spending to buy cups of coffee. I think a lot of people... Jennifer, you stop you on the way sometimes to buy a cup of coffee? A specialty coffee drink at a specialty coffee place?
You know what's so funny is I'm so... Like, I will buy coffee usually, but it's very rare that I actually buy, like, a specialty coffee because...
Really?
I'm not big into the sweet drinks, mm-hmm. and it's just a little too much for me. Plus, I don't usually do cream in my coffee. So if I do stop, it's usually black coffee. But lately, since I've been giving up coffee, mm-hmm. I will sometimes stop at, like, Starbucks for a green tea.
Mm. All right. What about you, Victoria? How much of this do you do?
And you do love a good pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, I do. But only like a couple
I actually
of them.
Don't drink coffee.
It's too sweet.
Well, that's right, too. You don't. All right. So you don't fit into this. Kara, are you a coffee drinker? I don't know that
yeah.
you are. You are.
No, I don't drink coffee either.
Not anymore.
No.
No.
Actually,
okay,
no, I mean, every now and then I'll have, like, a frappuccino in the summer if it's really hot, mm-hmm. but I've never drank coffee regularly.
All right, so the average millennial is spending from $3.50 to $5 for their specialty coffee each morning. Most people, most of us know any number of people. I can tell you riding around with my friend, we'll stop at a Dunkin' Donuts and buy a munchkin for the dog and a cup of coffee for her and maybe some tea for me. But by the time you're done, you can spend 10 or 12 bucks. So let's look at it this way. All right? If you think that the $3, $4, $5 is chump change, think about it this way. All right, let's just start at $3.50. All right, take that as an average. Multiply that out for the month. It's $100. That's $1,200 a year. In 10 years, it's $12,000. Over the course of your working years, it's $34,000 plus. So let's say you're 25, Kara's age now, and you keep it up. At age 50, with the power of compounding, it could be worth $220,000. Think about that. Think about that. I think that's something worth thinking about. For 25 years, by the time if you invest your money and you can get back 5%, which is, I mean, some of these things, the laddered investments that you can get if you're, you know, we put $1,200 a year, so $12,000 a year, you give that to somebody to invest for you. You can, if you're smart, there are a lot of investments around that are secure for 8, 9, 10%. So 200, imagine that. A cup of coffee a day over the 24, 25, maybe 30 years of this study would yield you $220,000. I think that's pretty sobering, don't you?
Yeah.
Especially when it's so easy to make your own coffee. I mean, we're not talking about, like, a full dinner.
Same thing can be said for smoking, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Yeah. So just to those of you who want to smoke and drink and stuff, yeah, a little food for thought. Here's some disturbing news for those of us who like salmon and eat a lot of it. I probably have salmon tooth. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to after this. But I suppose you can find something wrong with almost anything. But this may bother you. Maybe only in... As far as having sushi is concerned, the release in the government of possible presence of something that you would never be able to pronounce, diphthyphobotrimium, or whatever the hell
sure,
it is.
Oh, sure, diphthyphobotrimium.
It's the Japanese tapeworm,
right,
which is now being found in Alaskan salmon. The tapeworm is believed to only affect fish that are grown in Asia, but if it's moved up to Alaska. Problem with this is it starts with factory farming of salmon. Some of the fish get out, and they will find their way to Alaska. Maybe some of them have been actually taken up there and planted on purpose. Japanese tapeworms have reemerged because of the importation and popularity of eating raw fish. I wouldn't eat a piece of damn raw fish or raw anything, and this underscores this. If you eat sushi, you are nuts. This is crazy, crazy, crazy. It is meant to be cooked. The people eat raw tuna. You got to be out of your mind with all the mercury and stuff that's in there. You're nuts. So this is just one more thing. Now, I don't mean that it's necessarily something to scare you about, but I think it underscores something that's nothing but really common sense. No matter what it is, it's like eating pork that you don't kill. Pork's full of worms. Tapeworms, you name it. It's horrible stuff. It may be good if you really cook it, it's okay for you. But you have, you eat anything, the meat, the stuff, you don't know where that meat comes from anymore because there's no labels on it. This is us against the government. You don't know where its stuff comes from. You have no idea where it comes from.
Can I gross you out?
About what grossed me out?
You know, can I gross you out?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Gross me out. Yeah. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, name dropping Fred Dreyer. I'm actually going to use his name. I think he wouldn't mind.
No, Fred Dreyer.
A couple weeks ago. So it's funny that you brought this story up because I've been in shock ever since. And he was telling me about when he went to Brazil and got a tapeworm. And how sick he was. They almost wouldn't let him out of the country, but he pulled some strings. He was able to get out of the country. And when he went home, he was so sick that he did some colonics. He decided to do colonics.
Now you get him out.
And he
you
said,
can watch
you know,
the worms as they come out of you.
Yeah.
That's really what he grossed out.
Things were moving right along. You know, he was on like, you know, he was. This was not his first session. This was a few sessions in. And he, you know, they have the clear canisters so you can watch what comes out of you, as you mentioned.
Yep, I've been there.
And he said he was laying there, and the woman that was administering it to him all of a sudden stops with this look of horror on her face, does the sign of the cross. It was a, he says, a 6 foot long tapeworm that came out of him that had, you could see its skeletal structure, its head, like everything. Yep. He said you could see it as it came out. So he proceeded to find some kind of, I don't know, pill that he took, some herb or something that continued to blow him out.
Yeah, he
said,
out.
Yeah. You can actually see the worms when they come out of you.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely see them. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
the grossest thing ever. So
those,
of you who want to eat sushi, keep that in mind. I wouldn't touch that damn stuff and never have. It's awful for you. It may taste good. I remember going to lunch with McFadden someplace, and he's eating up sushi to beat the band. I said, do you know what you're eating? He says, yeah, it's great. No, it isn't. It's awful. It's terrible. You can't trust food today, mostly because the government won't tell you or allow. It'd be interesting to see how this changes with the Trump administration. But knowing where your food comes from is a big help in circumstances like this. But to err on the side of caution, don't eat any of that damn crap, because it really, it do a number on you. So there, that's my read on that. Now it's time for us to get into Biff and Biff with the latest sports news. Tom Brady does not have a tapeworm. I think that probably is...
We hope not.
I know, we hope he doesn't have a tapeworm. He was interviewed in Boston on the sports station, and the conversation went to politics because he and Trump apparently have a relationship. And this is more of the same hacking BS. Jennifer, you might want to pursue this because I'm going to get out of control.
Well, this one, I mean, it just, look, it irritates me because there has been a lot of bullying that goes on within the Hollywood community. It's somehow... you're less of a person if you are a supporter of Donald Trump, which people had their own reasons to vote, and not all of them were bad ones. There were some good reasons to pull the lever as well. And so Tom Brady very famously had a picture where inside of his locker someone caught that he had like a Make America Great Again hat or something hanging in there a few months ago. So when he sat down for his interview on WEEI, it was a Kirk and Callahan radio show on Monday, he thought he was going to talk about, oh, I don't know, maybe the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, but instead, you know, just something like that. But instead they started asking him about his friendship with Donald Trump. They've been known to play golf together. And he said, why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but if you know someone, it doesn't mean you agree with everything they say or do, right? You have a lot of friends in your life like that.
I just lost all respect. They used to have a pretty decent program, but they don't. I mean, this is another going down another cheap shot street just because it's a, it supposedly is the thing or the place to be. Let's diss Trump. And so he put them right in their place. I thought,
well, yeah, because
I would
he was
be surprised if he ever went on
it.
That show again. I wouldn't go on that show.
Yeah, he's under contract. He has to. He goes on once a week. Normally, these guys, I have a super Trump supporter friend who listens to these guys every week. So these guys are not anti-Trump. I think they just wanted some sort of a scoop. These guys are actually, in one of them at least, is in favor of Trump because my friend wouldn't listen to them if they weren't. So I think that they're just trying
squirm.
To get a buzz.
No, which was nice because a lot of times.
But
people
he's right.
Squirm.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, he said they asked him if he made a congratulatory phone call to Trump after the inauguration, and Tom Brady said, yeah, I've called him in the past. Sometimes he calls me, sometimes I call him, but again, that's someone I've known. He said, I always try to keep it in context. For 16 years, you know someone, before maybe he was in the position that he's in now, and he's been very supportive of me for a long time and said, it's a friendship, I've got a lot of friends, I call a lot of people, so good for Tom Brady.
Yeah,
good. Right. Yeah, I agree, good for Tom Brady.
Yep. All right, here's the bad news from the sports desk. Victoria, the results coming back from Mark Gastineau, now has dementia and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's all together, 60-year-old former New York Jet defensive end. Once again, there isn't a day go by that somebody who's been involved in this business doesn't come back with a warning to children, a warning to young men and women who are involved in playing sports that are rough. You want to get, you want to go down this road? This guy, he's done, right? His life is over. basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was right there in the thick of it. I mean, he was on the Jets from 1979 to 1988, and he still leads the team's all-time sack record. So, I mean, he was right there. He was a rough, rough guy. Admits that even when he had tackled someone, it sounded like a shotgun going off when the helmets clashed. And mm-hmm. he said he tackled with his head, and he did that the wrong way. So he is not anti-football, but he's trying to work with kids to teach them the proper tackling technique and playing style, because he said it's very disturbing what he now knows about his own health. So it's, you know, but you're right. This is just going to keep happening more and more.
Yep, more and more. It's kind of like the same thing. You know, this is the danger, Doug Steffen department. Don't play football and don't eat sushi, and especially don't do them together. All right. 46 past the hour. Jennifer's going to tell us what's on TV that's good tonight. Just a moment here.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular price items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, Jen, what's on tonight that's good?
Well, how about there's a whole gamut of stuff. First of all, there's a big debate politically about climate change and whether it's real, it's not, it's man-made, it's science. So on PBS tonight, American Experience is profiling Rachel Carson. She's a woman who helped give birth to the modern American environmental movement. She's a scientist, a writer, best-selling book Silent Spring, awakened the nation to the damage being done by wildlife, to wildlife by pesticides, the impact our actions were having on the environment. So you can check that out if you're interested. PBS at 8. More likely, I will not be watching that. I will be watching This Is Us because it's my favorite show on TV, NBC at 9. And the producers of the show are not giving any clues, but they are saying that it's the season's biggest and most pleasant surprise. And it's supposed to be one of the biggest episodes we've had in a while from that show. So they do lots of good twisty things. So that's This Is Us, NBC at 9. Also on the CW, they have some guest stars on DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So you can check out the superhero show. You've got Brandon Routh, Dominic Purcell, and Victor Garber, who will be guest starring.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on our usual moment for a connection to Uri Geller. We find him whenever I'm talking to him, I'm always amazed. Some people say they're amazed to find me because they don't know what day it is and sometimes what place I'm going to be in. And that's the case with Uri Geller as well, who's in a television studio in Tel Aviv. Are you not, Uri?
Yes, hold on. Putting my earpiece in. I'm putting the earpiece in. Can you hear me now clearly? Yep.
I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm in a studio in Tel Aviv. You can imagine I was inundated with the CIA's release of these secret documents.
All right, so hold on just a second so I can explain. Let me explain. The CIA this week announced that it had posted a bunch of declassified documents online. And one of the names that came up and stands out is Uri Geller. He was involved in CIA activities, and maybe that's where we start with the story. This is something that a lot of people have seen as it was on the front page of the Washington Post this week. So sort of pick up the story from there, Uri, will you?
Yeah, so the CIA released, somebody, an organization sued the CIA, because they wanted this information out and released for public. And what is it called in America? It's called Freedom of Information Act.
Freedom of
Information,
yeah.
And
right.
The CIA, yep. Yeah, and CIA released all these documents. It's a small part of the tests I've gone through, but it's very, very detailed. All the drawings I've done in shielded rooms in Palo Alto, the CIA agents basically come to the conclusion that what I do is real, and I mean, it's incredible. So the minute these papers hit the world, the BBC came out with this story, and then my phone hasn't stopped ringing from NBC to CBS to Fox to CNN, and everybody wanted to understand how and why did I do it? Why was I tested by the CIA? And all those people who doubted me and tried to debunk me for all these years are quite shocked now because, hey, this is from the CIA under laboratory control conditions with scientists that made sure that you cannot cheat, you cannot hoodwink the scientists. So it's incredible. And, you know, after they validated my abilities, I started working for the CIA. I had missions to spy on the Russian embassy in Mexico City to erase floppy disks that KGB agents were taking out of Mexico to Russia. I sat there on the plane with them. They had diplomatic pouches chained to their wrists with the floppy disks in them with top secret information, and I would just erase them on the plane. I had many of these interesting missions, including one where I was asked to convince the Russians to sign the Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty. So Senator Claiborne Pell, who is the head of the American Foreign Relations Committee, flew to London, met me, gave me a briefing with Ambassador Max Kempelman, and off I went to Geneva. I got close to the Russian and bombarded his mind to sign, and they signed. So, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, Doug.
Well, I think the interesting thing here, I'm looking at some of the documents, and I've noticed, I mean, you and I have had this story, we've told this story on the air together for years, but the fact that it is now part of the public file, if you will, the public record, for people to understand what your clairvoyance is all about and how the government studied it and how you worked for the government. I think that's what surprises a lot of people, isn't it? What are these interviewers that are talking to you over there, what's the main thrust of the questions they're asking you?
Well, you know, these reports are totally credible. There isn't anything doubtful in them. It's very clear, black and white. What Uri Geller did is true, real, and we saw it. And they also filmed it. By the way, to those who want to see the secret film that the CIA did, it's on my website. It's under, you know, the BBC's movie called The Secret Life of Uri Geller. And
you can just go into the Washington Post, Google the Washington Post, and the story is there, too. It tells you, and then you can go on to other things that are referenced in the story that's now been republished everywhere.
Just so you know that just under the Capitol, inside the Capitol dome, there is a shielded room, and most of the CIA chiefs do conferences there and do secret meetings there because it's totally shielded from Russian intrusion.
Right. And then, so it'd be interesting at some point in time, we ought to talk about the Russian hacking and how they work around some of these things. But for now, congratulations on being... I didn't need this to verify what you were all about, but some people did. So that's the story from Uri Geller here on...
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.